Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome to the Coco Express Show for Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are here with you this evening. And it is just a really busy, busy, busy evening for us here at the Coco Express Show. I have to say that my amazing support staff, my team, they are on, they're in New York right now in Harlem at the Elysium movie screening. And they are working really diligently and really hard to make sure that that goes well. But tonight, we have this amazing gentleman. He is an active duty soldier. He is a health enthusiast. He is, what can I say? He is a rapper. He is so many things. I mean, he is giving us the opportunity to help ourselves, to save us from ourselves by what we do and what we ingest. And we had the pleasure of having his mother, Queen Afua, on the show on Monday, and she provided us with a wealth of information and knowledge that will enable us to live better lives. And I think at this point in the game, with America being one of the places as high obesity rates in our children are being struck down with all these adult illnesses because of the fact that they are not eating properly, we need it. We need this voice. We need this time. We need this person, and we need him now. And he's here with us, and he's going to share his knowledge, his wisdom, and he's going to give us some kernels to live by. So please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Mr. Supernova Sloan. Hello.
Wellness salute. Good evening.
Good evening, and how are you today?
I'm extraordinarily marvelous. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Give thanks. Thank you for
having
me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. And first, I would like to thank you for serving the country, because it is through your efforts and efforts like soldiers like you, we are able to kind of like walk around here and stroll around doing what we do.
Well, that is definitely true, and it's my pleasure to have served and to continue to serve my family abroad and around the world. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you are one amazing fellow. You know that, right?
I receive the amazement, and I give the amazement back to you and those that receive it. Salute.
Thank you. Now, you are... There are so many different levels to you. But you are someone who totally believes that a healthy mind and healthy body are one and the same.
Yes, I do, sis.
Yes, and in order
you ask me, yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
Okay, in order for us to have that, we have to start off by thinking healthy, and we also have to kind of take stock in the foods that we eat. We're going to start with that aspect of it.
Well. Yeah, let me open that up by saying that is the absolute truth. But before we get to the food portion, as a wellness coach, what I've been teaching for years, it is first the mind state, the consciousness, where someone is at, you know, when they are dealing with making these life transformative choices, because there's a cultural situation happening around diet. And you know what I mean by that is this: the environment is how you were raised, it's what's going on socially, and if there are negative eating habits and nutritional habits around you, then it's going to continue to inspire and enforce that type of build. So first, one has to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I start there before I even talk about what the menu plans are, what the road for wellness is, and the wellness tips. I start at, where do you value yourself, okay? Because once someone knows their value in the world and how they're willing to address that, then we can start there. Most people in our country
Hello. We seem to have lost our caller. However, we will get him back because he was really starting to really touch base on the crux of the problem. So please let me see if I can get him back sooner than later. So hold on, and we're going to try to get him right away. And hopefully this will work. So bear with me.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 213256.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait a few minutes for him to come back. However, he's talked about being sick and tired, and there is a rap record that he, a rap song that he has out on his CD, and I want to share that with you because it is something amazing. We talk about sick and tired, so here, here's one for you to listen to while we try to get him back.
Oh man, we finna get crunk with them right here on this one.
That's right.
Yeah.
You the hood, he the hood.
Super double strong.
Yeah,
homie, you killed it on this beat, man. I'll be right here, but you know.
The alcohol, smoke out on the shirt and I like it raw. Feel the sass in my chest, time to hit the stall. Got some munchies for some chicken and some pizza, Joe. But I'm asthmatic, got hypertension in the medic. Say I'm diabetic. I know that certain things will hurt me, but I still get it. Let it steady, eat it until my body's sick and tired. Smoking and drinking till my time is up. I know my body trying to tell me something daily, man. Cause what I put in it, it always throws it up, man. Or keep it in and get me so sick and tired, I'm done feeling this way. I gotta change my diet, get my mind right, get my body feeling good, huh? Can't make no money if I'm broke down in the hood. It's an investment that I place in myself. Gotta take the sickness off, gotta clean the sickness out.
Unify your body, money generate. Reclaim your body, then your money elevate. Without your mind on your money, you ain't well made. And if you think it's tiny, let me hear you say.
Can nothing happen overnight, you gotta stick with it. And only you can save your life, put your feet in it. Get committed and walk through it no matter what they doing. Stay focusing on your healing, and they'll get it. Shining by example, remember, it's the best teaching. Preaching, reeking, cleansing, deeper in your own weakness. Thinking, meeting, linking, and thinking in your mind, be it. Sick and lead it into the world over. I'm so sick, feeling like I'm weak, homie, like my body broke down. Don't wanna work for me, oh. I learned that certain things I eat will bring disease. Homie, the M.I. say the billion till I'm dead and gone, homie. All I got in this life is my own name. And I protect it in infinite till it's over, man. It's an investment that I place in myself. Gotta take the sickness off, gotta cleanse the sickness out, yeah.
Unify your body, money generate. Reclaim your body, then your money elevate. Without your mind on your money, you ain't well made. And if you think it's tiny, let me hear you say.
Okay, now I played that song for a particular reason because I have heard myself say that so many times.
Sick Hello? And tired of being sick and yes, I'm here. You there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Well, that's a good way to bring back into the bill. I was saying, you know, it's a quote from Famie Lou Hammer. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I think it addresses so many issues across the board, not only nutrition, but sick of unproductive relationships, blockages in our minds, blockages in life, just sick and tired of things that are not going to be productive for us, being positive, successful in this life mission and life work. So I did that song in the spirit of to inspire people to claim the value of themselves. That's what I was speaking about before I got disconnected, the value. And I start based upon knowing the tone of them being sick and tired. So once they recognize that they are tired of dealing with the blockage and feeling weak and have no energy and can't do things, then I say, okay, so let's establish the value of you. So how much do you value yourself? to invest in yourself. And they you know, because some people may have the idea to want to invest in themselves, and they're so used to, you know, starting and stopping and falling on and falling off. So usually when someone gets to the sick and tired mentality, they are really at that last leg, and they really know they have to shift. Now, some people, when they come to me and they ask for wellness advice, and I kind of like, you know, intuitively see where they're at based upon how they speak to me on their value, and they're not really loving themselves, they're very critical of themselves all the time, they're really hard, the basic thing I can do with them as far as wellness tips is tell them to drink more water. And the reason why I kind of keep, I don't even go into the metaphysics of the greens and the importance of, you know, having the superfoods. I just say water because, you know, if you could just start there, and you know, in our bodies are 70% water, and I could tell someone, you know, once you for 7 days try to cut back late night eating, your heaviest meal, your last heaviest meal be consumed between 4 and 6, and try to have as much fruits and vegetables in the evening as possible, and increase the water. I'll start there, because if they can do that for 7 days, then we can have a more deeper conversation, because that's kind of a gauge to see if they're really willing to make the commitment, you know. And so I think my message is pretty much tailored for those in the world that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. See, they're tired of seeing Big Mom in the hospital, their uncle broke down, their cousin broke down, them going through ailments, you know. Even in the hip-hop generation right now, we have lost Heavy D to sickness. We have lost Big Punisher. We have lost Guru from Gangstar. You know, we have lost Nate Dogg. He had 3 heart attacks before he passed. Lil Wayne is in and out the hospital for seizures. I mean, so, you know, we have enough notables in our community as far as entertainment to see that the ball is popping. Plus, we have 7-8-year-old young children that are diagnosed with type 2 adult diabetes and obesity at 6, 7, 8 years old. So there's enough around for us to be sick and tired, being sick and tired, but still some people, that's not enough, you know. So I really focused on with the Remedy book and my new campaign, you know, after coming from deployment and, you know, being able to maintain wellness, inspiring others while on the battlefield, you know, juicing out there in the midst of me being deployed and having, being blessed to have a juicer out there provided by one of my sergeants and using the local organic produce from the Afghans, fruits and veggies that they give us daily, you know, using in the midst of combat. I said, man, it's no excuse wellness. So I'm calling forward all the brothers and sisters in the world, especially in our country, that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's a call to greatness. I'm calling them out of disease and calling them into greatness. And I'm saying that, you know, we now have to go to war and combat. Seriously, we need the nation to combat disease and sickness. We have to combat mental illness. We have to combat depression. We have to combat toxicity. We have to combat all of these various ailments and things that have been festering in our environments and internally, you know, eating us away. And that's why I'm fired up, you know, right now on, and that's what the Remedy book echoes. And this is why I'm so fired up, you know, I'm being blessed to come from deployment, not suffering from post-traumatic stress, but even more charged to turn up the heat as far as wellness and getting brothers and sisters all across the country activated to join me, you know, to combat disease and uphold wellness.
That is amazing. That is excellent. You speak on a lot of issues that I've kind of talked to my friends about and a few people that I communicate with about. And, you know, we really need to understand how important this is for our future going forward, because if we have a nation of sick kids, who's going to run the nation when their time comes?
Right.
And the fact that you're taking the time out to explain to people the basic necessities. Drinking water is something that's so relevant and so important to us, but there are a lot of people who don't do that. And
well,
that's
something. Well, let's look at that. Even in the holistic community, you know, because we have, you know, I definitely try for people to do more juicing. And two of the tools that are the best investments are a blender and a juicer, mm-hmm. because they can be your tools to combat wellness and to fortify you in the daily daily nutritional day and night and just your lifestyle. But I'm glad you mentioned about the water. The reason why that's important is because, you know, the water is oxygen. Our body, human bodies, are 60 to 70% water-based. And disease forms around a body that has been dehydrated. You know, when we eat a lot of starches, a lot of vegetarians are really
masquerading Sartorians. They call themselves vegan vegetarians, but when you look at the shopping carts at Whole Foods, it's mainly just a whole lot of breads, a whole lot of potatoes, and maybe organic, but you're not a lot of leafy vegetables in there to help groom that on out the colon. And pretty much they go from one lifestyle of toxicity and saturated fats and find comfort foods, snack foods, and too much starches, and they think they're doing well. And then they go, well, I'm eating right. Why am I getting sick? Why am I still constipated? Why I have these problems? Because, you know, your body's 70% water, and you need to, even with the whole foods, you have to make sure you have whole foods with the water content, which is fruits and vegetables, to help groom a lot of those, you know, proteins and those starches on through. You know, so it's about balance, and hydration is very important. Even in the military, that's one of the main things that they run all the time is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You know, they'll let us walk around here, you know, in our daily garrison life with gallons of water at any time because they understand the necessity of drinking water. And, you know, every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, we get paid to train to be physical warriors, like literally to, you know, someone paying you to go to the gym or to run like a marathon runner. Like that's what they pay us to do is to train. So they tell us all the time, hydrate, because the next morning in training, you're going to be doing a lot of running and jumping and rolling and all types of stuff. So hydration is very important, and I was saying is disease forms in the body when there's a lack of water. Since, you know, our body is meant to flow like the ocean, ebb and flow, when we eat too many starches and have too many protein-based diets and not enough fruits and vegetables, not enough fibers, what happens is your body goes from becoming a flowing stream, right, or in a roaring, nice ebb and flow ocean to a sewer or sewage, and that's what happens when people have all types of cancers of the colon, and even in those cancers of the colon eventually turn into womb ovarian cancers in women and prostate cancer in men, okay? So death begins in the colon, so we keep everything hydrated, we keep everything flowing, and we keep that water going. You know, they said the human body, male and female, needs from morning to evening at the least, a gallon of water in the body. Now, it may sound like a lot, but if you're drinking, you know, 16 to 24 ounces glasses throughout the day, you know, 5 to 7 glasses a day, you know, you're getting that daily input. And if you also are having more fruits and vegetables in your diet, especially when you juice them, you are definitely doing your colon and your body good. And disease cannot fester in an alkaline oxygen environment. It only grows in an environment that is not being nourished, an environment that is being neglectful. You know, so, you know, if you have problems in your colon, it's going to have problems in your bloodstream, which is going to have problems going to carry oxygen to your heart. It's going to affect everything. There's no organ in the body that is isolated. They all work in tandem in the machinery called the human body to make us be optimum, be well. And that's why I started by saying it's our thought consciousness. If our thought consciousness is toxic, even if you're drinking the green juices or more water, the metaphysical properties in the water that are meant to spiritually, not only physically, react to you. If your consciousness is not in tune with what's happening with the liquid, you are going to get a benefit, but you will not tap into its full benefit. If you know that today you're going to go into life, you're going to start your day, maybe challenging with the most best and your highest wisest, and you have a drink of water to salute this day, and your mind says this water is now being risen and will be consumed to salute my day, to be fortified and to take this day and be audacious and powerful, then now you're giving the water, you're putting a charge, a thought, an affirmation in the liquid to not only do its thing by hydrating you, but now you're tapping into the metaphysical wonders in the spiritual body that water has in us and connects to us with, you know? And, and so I look at it on a really spiritual level, because if we look at our foods have instinct into us, and they're actually doing not only nutritional vitamin salutes to us, but they're working on us at a very cellular level. Your cells are awakened. Your cells are being born and rebirthed every day and dying and recreating itself. So if you're putting that's why we all do prayer. So that, you know, in every tradition of my religion, they say you pray, you know, for your food, you put the positive energy on it. So even snacks, if you're out the day and you grab an apple or you grab a bagel, or, you know, even if those that drink coffee, if you put a tone of higher vibration into what you're consuming, you will get more of the medicinal purposes, not only on a nutritional level, but a cellular level and a high frequency level, because your thought is charging what you're doing, okay? And you will less likely yo-yo because your mind has attained value with self. You know that this hydrating is a salute to the you valuing you, that you know that you've come on the planet regardless of your background or your family genealogy. You have come here as value. And whatever challenges you have, they are not shaping your value. Your thoughts are shaping your value. And these foods are helping to salute and affirm you and your value system.
So when they say you are what you eat, it is indeed true.
It's very true. It's very true. It's very true. So, you know, even if those that eat the flesh, if the cow and the pig and the chicken was living, you know, in a very much synthetic environment, not around mm-hmm. nature, you know, closed off and really lived this last days on the earth in pain and agony, well, that meat you're going to eat, you're going to take on the karmic and the last moment in the spirit of that agony, you know. And if you mm-hmm. eat, you know, so that's the difference between a farmer that has chickens and the goats and those animals raised in an environment with sunlight and having those animals around fresh water and, you know, eating chlorophyllic foods, grass, you know, that's where it gets its protein from, the perigrasses, the alfalfa, the barley, the dandelion, the wheatgrass. And that's where it gets its protein. So we eat the cow to get protein that the cow gets its protein from the superfoods, which is wheatgrass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So even in that regard, if you are into eating flesh, and your animals are in a sacred environment, then even if you're doing that, you're going to translate some of that activity. But most Americans are not even privy to the surroundings, what happens around eating flesh, and the type of slaughter and energy that goes into this meat preparation to your plate. And we wonder why everybody walks around so aggressive and so mean and so upset. You know, they think it's just eating. You know, you're just not, you know, when we eat a plant, the plant has been here for millions of years. So that's millions of information. It has seen, it has witnessed in its plant life all types of human experience. And it grows from its roots. It keeps passing. So when you eat wheatgrass and you eat up spirulina from the sea, you're taking all the information from the sea that the ocean has, and that's speaking to yourself, okay? All the information inside of the greens and the grains, that's information that's stored up for millions of years that's now inside your body. So all the information the animals you're eating is the same thing. So we truly are a reflection of what we consume.
Now, I know that you say that you eat a lot of green and green leafy foods, and that has a lot of chlorophyll in it. Now, what's the difference between the chlorophyll in the tablets and getting it the natural way? What is the
difference?
Well,
the tablets, just what they all the tablet processes, they're extracting the vitamins from it, and it's just made in a way that is more convenient for people on the go. So it's mm-hmm. still good. Like if you have to do that, get your greens, get your supplements, you know. But if you can invest in a juicer and you can, you know, have your chard and your kale and your spinach and your parsley and your dandelion juice fresh, you know, with added a little bit of added ginger for circulation, then, you know, you're getting all of that directly to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the greens are, you know, superfoods in the form of the vegetable greens, but also in the plants. If you happen to get it in the tablet or the powder form, one of the supplements that I talk about in my book that I have that I actually sell is the Super Mega Greens. And it's a combination of all of the perigrasses and all of the green algae that's in the ocean. You know, the corella, the spirulina, the wheatgrass, the barley, the dandelion, and the alfalfa and the barley, and also some ginger. And all of those combinations, what I usually do, if I'm on the go, I'm moving around, traveling a lot, like even in the military, what I would do is I just take a teaspoon, 1 to 2 teaspoons of that, and put it in a gallon of water, and I'll be sipping on that throughout the day, you know. And then when I come
mm-hmm.
home, then I'll, you know, get the family together, and we'll just take out the juice and we'll start juicing some vegetables, you know. So, you know, you use all of the forms of wellness as your tools to allow you to move forward, you know, because some people, the way they're moving, they hustle and bustle, they may not have the time to have the juicing time that they may need, you know, they may want to have. So this is why having the perigrasses and the algae in powder form or tablet forms are very good if you have an on-the-go coach, especially people working corporate, people in the sports, and people are dealing with the various versions of the music industry. You know, they're constantly all over the place, you know, so they may not
mm-hmm.
have some of the disciplines that, you know, you know, the blue collar workers may have, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis, the 9 to 5. So they may not have that type of luxury. So they may need the things on the go. So it works either way. You know, my thing is, you know, and I talk about this in the Remedy book, is, you know, find, you know, your wellness goal and make up a wellness pledge, you know, and whatever you need, once you make your pledge, you will get the tools and you will have the roadmap for you specifically. You know, like mm-hmm. I said, you know, even though I'm a vegan vegetarian and I'm a bodybuilder too, so I know the science of what I need to do to maintain lean muscle mass as a vegetarian. You know, I don't have to eat meat. You know, that's me. But I do work with meat eaters that are still eating meat, but they just want to incorporate more chlorophyllic foods in their diet. So I lay a system out for them that works for them, you know, and mm-hmm. tell them, okay, well, if you like fish, you like seafood, you know, I'll give them alternatives. Okay, stay away from the mercury-fed, you know, fish, and you may want to deal with saltwater fish, you know, and make sure you have a certain amount of leafy, you know, vegetables, you know, in tune with that, so that you can get what you need from that meat, and then, you know, you use the leafy greens to move in your colon to move it on out. You still won't be sitting there, you know, for days on end, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just giving people those type of tools so they understand that, you know, wherever they're at in their wellness, you know, there's something for them.
Now, there was an instance a few years ago where I was drinking the chlorophyll on a regular basis, and I was told by the doctor to, I was having my annual physical. She said, can you stop taking that so that you can do all of your labs? And after the lab work is done, then you can take all of that, because it has a tendency of elevating your liver number, your liver count. So, and she also said it starts to come out in your pores and if you have too much of it. I didn't believe that. Is that the case for some people?
I'm not really tracking what her base of scientific proof of that is, because mm-hmm. the chlorophyll itself in its various forms, whether you take it through the alfalfa, dandelion, you know, chlorella, spirulina, or liquid chlorophyll itself, it specifically helps to go to the blood. It helps to mm-hmm. oxygenize the blood. That's where its base is. And it also has proteins to build in, you know, amino acids in them to help build protein in the body. So I really don't see how that would be taking away. But maybe if you were on a liquid chlorophyll and that was the case, you know, like I said, chlorophyll comes in many forms. So, you know, I would have said to someone, you know, because my whole thing with the holistic and allopathic is to have a type of relationship. You know, we are in the modern world, and, you know, that's the system. So you have to find a way to work in tandem, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, for those that have been able to prove that they can transition from allopathic medicine to holistic medicine smoothly, then salute, you know. But if those are still working in relationship, there's a working relationship. So for that situation currently, right, if you say, okay, no, but I need to go, she said, chill with the liquid chlorophyll in the water because of whatever, whatever, then I'll just put you on a regimen of juicing it in your juicer. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, we'll cut the liquid chlorophyll, but you're going to still mm-hmm. get the green chlorophyll greens, because if it's a kidney and liver issue, you're still going to be needing to cleanse the lymphatic system and still need to go and get the chlorophyll anyway. I'll just tell you to get some spinach and broccoli and cucumbers and celery, you know what I'm saying, and do that mm-hmm. while she said this is going on. And since she's convinced that that's what that is, you just go on chlorophyll like this. You know, I'll tell you, well, instead of the liquid chlorophyll, you know, get the super mega greens, get about a tablespoon of that, put that in some of your fruit juice or your water, and mess with that daily. You know, so there's so many mm-hmm. ways you can hit it so you don't have any conflict. So, because your system could be working anyway, but, you know, some doctors in that system really support alternative medicine now more mm-hmm. than they ever have. You know, because remember, I grew up in a time where it was no support, you know. So it's they're more open to it than before, but there's still a demographic of them that are still ignorant and are still not trying to understand how it can work in tandem, you know. And they're also some of the doctors are toxic themselves, you know what I'm saying? And most mm-hmm. of the doctors are not nutritionists anyway. So they kind of give you a kind of a blanket view on nutrition, but they're not dietitians and they're not nutritionalists, you know. I think doctors work best if I got shot in the chest and get the bullet out, patch me up. To me, that's, I respect that, you know. But, mm-hmm. you know, as far as understanding the science of how, you know, nature that has been working for millions of years for humanity works with blood, works with building mm-hmm. the human body, works with building animals. I'm not necessarily, for me, this is Supernova Soft personally. I don't need you to tell me nothing about that, because I can mm-hmm. see with my own eyes and hear my own ears and observe nature myself and see what works. You know, now, if I'm already have a condition where I'm so far gone and I need your assistance based upon me already seeking your counsel, but I'm in a condition also to use alternative medicine, then I have to find a working relationship, right, between the counsel I seek and the alternative lifestyle and see how I can use it in tandem, you know. And you, basically I tell people, listen, respect your doctor if you have a working relationship. If you ain't got to see the doctor, don't go. You know what I'm saying?
Again,
if you can self-medicate and get yourself, save your own body, then do so. But it takes a serious woman and man to know the value to do that. You know, a lot of people have gotten lazy and don't want to work on themselves and want somebody else to do it for them, you know. The doctors are good for giving you an update, you know, kind of give you a scan, you know, see what your blood's at, see what you have. And to me, when you go get those checkups, that's an opportunity for you to say, okay, thanks, doc, and, you know, I'll see you in 3 months. And take those 3 months to really work on yourself if you really believe in alternative lifestyle. And apply the work, apply the tools that Queen of Four talks about to heal yourself, apply the tools that Supernova Song talks about in the remedy, you know, and other healers are talking about. Really apply them and use yourself to go through the process. And then when you go back to the doctor, you'll see a difference, and the doctor will say, wow, I see an improvement. You know, and me having doctor friends and people in my family who are doctors, they have told me that. They've said people have gotten serious that really guided into alternative medicine, you know, as a lifestyle, not just as a dietary, you know, seasonal thing for a beach body, but really got into it to change themselves and apply themselves, and they got better. They actually saw when they would come and get checkups that they were making improvements, you know. So that's, you know, the doctor doesn't mind you making those improvements, you know what I'm saying? But if you're going to, you know, tell him or her that you want this alternative lifestyle and you're not really disciplined, you know, it's going to be his job to kind of get you on drugs. I mean, you can't even get mad at him because that's what he does. He's pushing that, you know. So if you tell the doctor that, well, I'm on this, and he gives you a scan, he gives you an update, and you have improved since the last time he had you on some drugs, then, he or she ain't going to even mess with you. They're going to go, oh, well, okay, keep doing what you're doing. And that's what I've noticed between the relationship of that. You know, one has to get serious on the ball, and you can still use them to help, you know, remind you to get on the ball, you know. And so I don't think there should be any canceling out of anybody, but at the same time, we should be inspired to do the work, you know, that we need to be doing for ourselves.
Yes, I understand that too. And from another personal perspective, I've been a runner all my life. I guess I started when I was very young, and I'm still running. And there was a point in time where I did stop, and I also started picking up other habits like sugar stuff, cake, soda, and candy bars and all that other stuff. And I noticed that I couldn't even walk up the stairs, let alone go around the corner. And when I stopped all of that and got back into my regular regimen of, you know, getting my miles in and, you know, just changing my whole diet, everything changed for me. I even looked 10 times younger. So I do understand exactly what you're saying. And it's easy, but it's difficult, because a lot of times, a lot of the stuff that they tell us to take has like sugar in it and all these different things. Now, what would you recommend for someone like myself and the community of people that I associate with who run to do to be able to have the energy that they need to do what they do?
Well, they can log on to www.supernovaslam.com, SUPANOVASLOM.com, and also wellnesssalute.com. I have a supplement called the Super Mega Greens that was specifically formulated for energy and as a superfood to cleanse the skeletal system and the lymphatic system and the bloodstream from years of wrecking and havoc that the sugar, what I call the sugar crack, does on the whole entire body as deteriorant. So what it does the opposite that the sugar crack does. I call it sugar crack because the sugar is when it's heated up, it becomes an addictive substance. It's biochemically, when it's heated up, one molecule away from crack cocaine. So it cuts the oxygen from the bloodstream. That's why you feel a little high and hyper when you have it. But it's a downer. So when it goes, you get down, you want to feed that high again. So what it does, that's why a lot of children, you know, can't concentrate in school second and third period, because they then loaded up on sugar during breakfast and morning time. By the time the class starts, they sleeping because they have no oxygen going to the blood. Okay, it robs that. So I devised a supplement that is cleansing, but it rebuilds at the same time. You know, and that's why it's a superfood, because the chlorophyllic elements in there through the wheatgrass, the barley, the dandelion, the corella, the spirulina. They all work in tandem, and also the ginger. They work in tandem to give the oxygen back, which gives the energy. When you have more oxygen in your blood, going to your brain, going to your heart, you have more energy, you're more alert. And also, it's also feeding the immune system. And because of the protein properties inside the greens, the amino acids are helping building lean protein mass in the body. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely super, all around superfood, and it's also a cleanser. You know, a few years ago, there was a system that was very popular amongst people, especially celebrities, called the Master Cleanse. And the properties of the Master Cleanse were right and exact as far as having water and cayenne, again, for circulation, and you have the maple syrup, and then you have the lemon, and which is good for burning fat and also taking off blockage of mucus buildup from eating dairy and fried foods. Now, again, when you use that formula to cleanse the body, say if you do 21 days on a Master Cleanse, it will do it. It will cleanse you, right? But the human body every day needs protein. It needs to be fed some type of protein source, whether it be plant-based or flesh-based, to grow. So if you take 21 days and just detox your body, and that means you have 21 days that you reached your goal as far as flushing, but you have 21 days where your body is in negative because it has not built any amino acids, it's now starting to eat on itself, and has no protein. So that's why people yo-yo, and that's why that program really, after celebrities endorsed it, it fell off because people realized that it was they were cleansing, but they were still going back to the same things because their bodies were starving. So the Remedy Cleanse that I talk about in my book and that the Super Mega Green supports is specifically designed to do what the Master Cleanse did, was to cleanse the overall system, but it simultaneously, as it cleanses, you're being fed. So you're being fed on a cellular level, okay? Your cells are being fed, and you're not feeling hungry because you're getting the protein your body needs. You're getting that oxygen back. So you're going to cleanse, but you're not going to feel like you're fat. You're fasting in a sense, but you're not fat. Your body's not fasting from the amino acids and the protein it needs on a daily basis. So you can actually take 7 to 21 days on a liquid, what they call a diet, with the Remedy Cleanse and the Mega Greens, and your body will not go into a negative shock because you will be still being feeding it with the plant foods on a cellular level. So you would have addressed two issues. You would have did a cleanse to cleanse out the toxins that are build up in the bloodstream and in the colon, and all that in low energy will be restored by all of the algae and the cells on a cellular level, all the cells that are being now fed from the greens and the oxygen putting back in, but also on an amino acid level and in the level of protein your body is being fed. And that's what the cleanse was designed. And you know, me being raised in the lifestyle and gotten to see it from many perspectives, and even kicking my own sugar crack habit. That's how I use it. It was the greens. I made me a gallon of greens. I talk about this in the book, Remedy. Made me a gallon of greens, and I took all of the same elements that is in my formula, the Super Mega Greens. I shook it up, and I drank it throughout the day from morning to night, and I noticed that my cravings for the sugar were zero to none. And I just kept drinking, and I was able to kick in days my sugar crack habit. And people were asking, hey man, you know, why are you walking around that gallon of green? And I was just telling them, man, I was trying to kick the sugar crack habit. I was trying to overcome and clear up my skin and really fortify my body, and I don't overeat as much because my cells are being fed. I'm being hydrated, one, with the water, and then my cells are being fed, and I get all my protein I need. And that testimonial allowed, being a hip-hop artist, that black people say, hey, man, you like the medicine, man. You're the hip-hop medicine, man. And, you know, people like Erykah Badu took on my lifestyle. I knew her since 1996 when she first was working on Baduism, and we had a relationship from then to present. Through her, I met Andre 3000 from Outkast and shared the chlorophyll lifestyle with him and Common and Busta Rhymes and so many others. And that's pretty much how that became a mainstay. And so in the Remedy book, if those are serious trying to get tools for energy and understand how superfoods really work on a cellular level, even if you're trying to be a vegetarian, you're just trying to get more whole foods, the Mega Green supplement is very comprehensive, very easy, and very manageable. You can mix it with apple juice, orange juice. You can have it hardcore like this or some water. You know, you can mix it with some fresh pressed vegetable juice or fruit juice that you make, and you will definitely see the difference within 24 hours how you feel because your cells are being fed and being awakened.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get the book. That's a no-brainer for me. Now, One other thing I wanted to ask, when you have cravings for things like fried foods, what's that about?
Well, that's the art of it being clogged. That's the same concept. I mean, the fried foods have the sugar inside of them. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, the starch. Most of the times fried foods are dealing with starches that convert to sugar anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the craving that, you know, you want something crispy and crunchy, you know, and it's really an emotional food. You know, most times when people eat a lot of fried foods or a lot of starches, it's a comfort food. And that's what I said earlier when we first started talking about finding your value, finding things that you know, identifying before you start your journey, you know, what have
mm-hmm.
been your blockages, what are your disappointments, and coming honest with those things, you know, what relationships do you think around you are not working, how do you feel about yourself, kind of giving your own assessment, because you begin to shift from, like, the fried foods and the sweets, you know, these cellular foods we're talking about, through whole foods to the greens, will address that, will help to address those conversations inside you. But unless you make a mental shift and you change certain patterns, you're always going to crave it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you'll start to, you'll lose the weight, you'll get the glow, but they'll lie dormant in your subconscious mind one day to ready to, you know, roar up in you unless you address the mental issue around why you're eating that particular comfort food, you know. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's relationship-based. I remember talking to someone before, and they were giving me a testimony about McDonald's and why they love McDonald's. And I said, well, what is your history with McDonald's? He said, I don't much love McDonald's. And no. I said, man, you don't just love McDonald's. That was cultivated over a period of time. And then I said, what age was you when you first went to McDonald's? I'm about 4 or 5. I said, okay, and who did you go with? I said, my father. And I said, how often? They said, like 2 times a week. I said, did you have a lot of fun with your dad when you went? Yeah. I said, is your father alive? No. So I identified with my client right on that
mm-hmm.
they had an emotional bond to McDonald's
mm-hmm.
because they missed the father, and they associated fun with McDonald's since 4. So McDonald's became a cultural idiom inside of them that was cultivated over time, that they associated with fun and memory. Now, of course, on a cellular level, their body was being deteriorated and ransacked by toxins of McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're so connected to the emotional experience, what McDonald's does, that we transcend the value of ourselves just for the emotional experience, for the high. So we're chasing the high. So McDonald's becomes a high, just like someone search for crack or a sex addict or any other addiction. It becomes something that fulfills an emotional tie and high. And you can take out McDonald's and put, Granny Smith pie. You can put
mm-hmm.
sweet potato pie. You can put chitlins. You can put anything in that situation, because 9 times out of 10, that was a cultural situation. That was something that was cultivated based on an experience. So when we begin to associate value, that's why I started talking about value, valuing yourself,
mm-hmm.
looking at your experiences that you put foods with, and transcending the experiences. You know, understanding that that was for that time, but now you're starting a new experience with yourself. You may have to shift not the memory of joy with the person you was with when you had the experience, but the result of eating that type of stuff that's going to keep you locked into that thinking and that paradigm and that thought.
Okay. Now, you produced and starred in...
Was that answering the question?
Oh, yes, you did. Definitely, okay. You definitely answered my question, and I do understand that people do have emotional attachments to things and situations and food, and I do understand that. And I have emotional attachments to food, but not that kind, that the salads and stuff is where
right.
I have my joy. That's where I get my joy from. Now, you...
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I just said awesome. Good.
Oh, okay. Now, you produced and starred in a documentary called The Holistic.
Yeah, Holistic Wellness for the Hip Hop Generation. It's actually a 10-year anniversary this year. We put it out in 2003. Me and my mother, and it starred Erykah Badu, Common, Bimbarine, and many other notables in the entertainment community giving testimonials around health and wellness. So this will be the 10th year of its anniversary.
Do you find that people are more interested in finding ways to live better now there's an urgency than maybe 5 or 10 years ago?
Oh, yes. I definitely see it now, only because more and more people, more young people are being diagnosed with the leading causes of diabetes. The main diabetes candidates in this country are young people under 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main providers of obesity are young people younger than 21 years old. Like, the young people run the race for disease. So because of that, there have been many efforts stepped up to identify the combat. It's still a fight, but, you know, pop culture, a lot more celebrities, a lot more people have been addressing these things and issues in the media, so it gave more attention to it. And like I said earlier, you know, we lost quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Holiest One film came out, we lost almost 10 artists, you know, almost 10 artists to health-related issues. You know what I'm saying?
At really early ages.
Yeah, very early. Not even 40. It's like 40. The oldest is probably like 41, 42, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I remember Bill Clinton saying on Oprah one time, this generation may be the first generation that its parents is burying, you know. You know, usually parents grow and they pass it on to their kids to continue. But the boomers are now the ones investing in their health, wellness, and yoga, and meditation, and all types of alternative things to keep the stress down, and exercising more, and changing their diet, and eating more whole foods. Whereas the hip hop generation still is caught up in popping mollies and drinking syrup, and you know, not really moderating, you know, how they drink, and smoking, and just having a very high stress lifestyle, and not necessarily making the committed changes right now on their health and wellness, you know. So we have a country is reflected by the state of its youth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have probably, you know, as far as the dietary level, we have probably the most sickest youth on the planet. Even children in Africa who barely eat you know, get food, they have more whole food than kids in America, you know. So and even when I was in Afghanistan, you know, they try to emulate the American lifestyle, but that's a farming country, so they're eating fresh fruits and vegetables, and you know, all the time, you know. And I mean, the only thing they may eat OD on sometime, a little too much, would be the bread, you know. But they make their fresh baked bread. They make it, you know, old school with the oven all the time. So, and one of the things I've seen for them too, they're really sugar has. Sugar is the number one legal drug on the planet. It has wrecked the planet, and they, you know, those kids are on the sugar thing too, you know. So that's pretty global right there. But still, they're more, because of their farming culture, they have more of a whole foods balance than our children here. So it's definitely more awareness. This conversation that we're having right now is helping the awareness, and I really hope that people turn it up. I'm, you know, first, I've been blessed to come back from deployment. I feel that God gave me a reason to come back alive. I mean, I was in a combat environment, so as a combat soldier, you know, so 24/7 daily it was always something going on. So I feel I came back with the purpose to turn it up and to help the conversation be turned up. And I want people to know that as a wellness coach, not only as a hip hop artist and a soldier, I'm here. You know, I've been doing this a very long time. I'm here to assist, you know, the questions they may have, and you know, to inspire them and give them tools. That's why I wrote the Remedy book, because I knew I had to. You know, it's one thing about rapping it, but I said I have to write this out, man, and give my generation in their language that they can understand a simple blueprint and things that they can begin to do, you know, to see a change and transformation. So to the next generation that we conceive and we have, you know, won't be born with compromised immune systems. You know, you have to understand that. You know, the crack cocaine generation, these are the children of that generation. So they already were born with weak immune systems and compromised skeletal systems based upon that crack cocaine conception, you know. So now you couple that with fast foods and drinking and drugging and popping mollies. And you know it's a problem when, you know, a demographic of young people in the Bay Area, young men who can't even have erections no more, so they go to the black market and start popping Viagra at 16 years old. That's a problem when a 16-year-old boy has to use Viagra to have an erection. I mean, because he started, you know, drinking and drugging so wild at an early age with the different you know, drugs that are here on the street that they have compromised, you know, his manhood. And that's what's happening right now. That's what they don't even talk about that. But me being, you know, part of the hip hop community, I know that's going on. That doesn't even reach the mainstream, because we have so many other issues dealing with, you know, erectile dysfunction amongst young men between 14 and 21 is on the rise. And that's very, that's incredibly bad, and that's something I want to bring more issue to. And that's health. That's dietary. That's dietary, and that's the drug culture. And those things now are compromising a young man, 21, where that drug was for, you know, the baby boomers. Now his grandson is taking it. And now the baby boomer is finding when he starts juicing more and using the natural herbs, you know, like horny goat weed and yohimbe, and juicing more on a daily basis to make his body more in an alkaline environment, he's having natural erections that he has not had in years. And now his grandson and his great grandson now is using the Viagra to have an erection. It's we're very, you know, like Dr. Cosby said, we're in a state of emergency.
Yeah.
And we have to, you know, turn this up, this information up, you know.
Yes,
so.
Indeed. Oh, you know, I have to first, before we, you know, dispense on any more information, tell us where we can find the book, The Remedy.
I didn't hear what you said, sis.
I said, can you tell us where we can find the book, The Remedy?
You can find the book on The Remedy at BarnesandNobles.com. You can find it on Amazon.com and also Borders.com. You can also get it as an audiobook on iTunes. And you can also get it on your Kindle. So we're out here, we're doing the work. And also, if you need a wellness soundtrack and something tones to get you motivated, like Purify That, you can support me by downloading that wellness music on iTunes, the Remedy album, the Supernova Song, the Remedy album. And again, join us on our wellness community. Join us on wellnesssalute.com and supernovaslom.com, SUPANOVASLOM. And, you know, get your Mega Greens. Get on your Make a Wellness Pledge today and get on it. And you can also join us on Facebook. Yeah, we can like our page on Facebook, Supernova Slom, SUPANOVASLOM. And we give daily motivational charges, mental charges, and holistic tips on the like page on a daily basis. And you can do the same on Twitter.
Great. Now, the other question I want to ask. Now, do you think if we put as much emphasis on good dietary habits and juicing as we do on fruit roll-ups, that kind of advertising, do you think that would make the shift?
I think that would definitely help. You know we're at a point right now where we can't even wait for that to help. We have to each one teach one. We have to you know me being a soldier and have been in combat for this country. You know, I come back from deployment and we're still in combat. You know, we're all deployed right now. You know, we're all in post-traumatic stress, you know. So we have to now form the wellness warriors, which I call us, the wellness warriors to come up on the front line and get the awareness out here so we can collectively fight the terrorists called diabetes. See, that's what that, so we talk about terrorism, but the terrorism called diabetes and hypertension and arthritis, you know, these are serious terrorists that globally get everybody, you know. I don't care where you at, what you claiming, these terrorists are on a rampage. And we have to form our wellness militia, our wellness soldiers, our wellness warriors, brothers and sisters, to get really turning this information up, these tools up. And, you know, I wrote the Remedy book like a art of war doctrine. You know, I wrote it because I knew that our enemy was disease, no matter where we at. You know, that's our uniformity. As humanity, we should all have a better quality of life, you know. So I wrote the book for not just anybody who doesn't respect themselves and value themselves, but I wrote this word, the sacred word of the Remedy, for those that needed to be reminded that they are special, that they're valuable, and that who needed tools to go to war with the wickedness called disease, you know? Mm-hmm. Because when you attack disease internally and we can inspire each other to get valuable, then we transform the molecular code and the molecular structure of the planet and the consciousness of humanity. You can't have peace on Earth if people are not having peace within themselves. So you first need to help them inspire peace within themselves, you know, and cut out the things that they do on all day, every day, that are wrecking that peace in themselves. And people are at war. Their immune system is at war. Their lungs are at war, called asthma. You know, the kids are dealing with diabetes. That's a war going on inside. So how are you going to have everybody coming together, kumbaya, when people are walking around like a zombie apocalypse, you know. So this is very serious times. I want us to approach our wellness as warriors, not just as someone doing a diet, because we're beyond that now. You know, we don't have the luxury anymore. We not for ourselves and our children. We don't have luxury to say, yeah, I'm just going to make a smoothie. We're not in a smoothie generation. You better get your juicer, you better get your kale and your bitters to combat all the years of sweet decay that's been happening, and use the bitters to rebuild yourself now. You better get in the kitchen, like my mother said, Queen of Four says, make the kitchen a healing laboratory and allow you and your family to make it a collective family affair. We don't have the luxury to just be having smoothies and having something sweet in a natural cocktail. Our bodies have been 10, 15, 20 years of decay and chaos. And unless we start to go in there with the super mega greens and these green foods that have millions of years of molecular information to help to retune us and to cleanse us, and to act as our wellness infantry inside of ourselves, that we will continue to be the pawns of the apocalypse.
Now, how can people see you live, you know, when you're giving lectures, when you're going to be in different locations?
Well, they can. There are two ways. They can stay in contact with wellnesssalute.com. There may be people out there that may want me to come to their city, their town to lecture, and they can send us an email through wellnesssalute.com. And they can also hit us up on Twitter, Supernova's Mom, SUPANOVASLOM, through Twitter. And you can find us, follow us on our like page. That gives us pretty much an up-to-date, you know, where I'm going to be at. I know for those that are going to be in New York, I will be in New York in the next 2 weeks with my mother, Queen of Four, doing a lecture called No Excuse Wellness, August 24th in Brooklyn at the Nicholas Bookstore. And really mobilizing brothers and sisters around the time and the tone I'm talking about as being wellness warriors and really going with the vengeance against this disease and ourselves and others and starting to take our bodies back, you know, from the body snatchers and really have a nation of wellness soldiers and wellness warriors.
Oh, great. That's excellent. And I hope my listeners are really, really, really taking notes and paying attention, because this is valuable information. And as you said, each one teach one. So if just one person can just get in there and start letting this information be heard, I mean, it would make such a drastic difference, especially with our youth. And we need our youth. We need them terribly.
Well, you know, again, unless you want another 20 years to have a planet of awesome boomers doing great work, and then you have a negative population of young people, then I think we all better collectively join the movement of wellness and have no excuse, and all become warriors, wellness warriors, in the fight of no excuse wellness.
Thank you. That is profound. Now, I would love the opportunity to have you come back whenever your schedule permits.
All you got to do is reach out to Double Exposure and let them know, and they'll let me know. And it's just like that. We'll make it happen.
Okay, great. This has been indeed a life-changing experience for me. I mean, I had the opportunity to interview your mom, Queen Afua, and you, and I have to tell you, I've made a lot of changes, and I'm making more.
Well, sis, wellness salute to your changes and transformation, because your wellness pledge is not just yours. It is a salute to you, yourselves, and it is a salute for the potential for humanity to join you on that wellness journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I want to thank you for this amazing opportunity, and I hope that, I mean, I just hope that we can make the change that you expect. I mean, I hope we can do you well by being out there and trying to follow in your leadership and tutelage.
I just ask, you know, I call myself right now the Obama of wellness, just like when, you know, years ago President Obama ran, you know, people needed to know what he was about, you know. So if people really feel their brother, just help to get the word out, help to get the word out about me so I can have more of an audience and a platform to stand up and speak for you, for everybody. You know, there are not too many people that want to do that and that have the language, the experience, and the swag that I have to do so. But I tend to not only serve my country, but serve my country. I've been serving my country, you know. So I want to continue to do so. So those to spread the word and spread, you know, the many different things that I've been doing, like the book and supporting the supplement line, and also, you know, joining our wellness community on Twitter and on Facebook and sharing your thoughts and keeping us in tune and by you having me back on your show, you know, we can continue to let people know that some people, I'm here. Like, I'm here for them. I'm here for you all. And we need everybody to get on board and support this wellness movement called No Excuse Wellness.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'm going to end it there, and we will make arrangements to have you back, and perhaps we'll have some of our listeners chime in as well, so perhaps you can have a dialogue with them to see where their heads are.
Let's do it. Let's set that up. So reach out to them, my peoples, and I think that'll be fun to get their feedback and get their questions answered. And, yeah, let's do it.
You got it. You got it, definitely. Like I said, thank you so much. I want to thank my listeners for their continued support. I want to thank especially Double Exposure for this amazing opportunity. And as you know, we are going to continue bringing you information that is supposed to uplift you, to, you know, help you live your best life while you're wide awake. That's what we're about here. So please join us as we continue to keep things moving for you. For everyone, have a wonderful evening and be well.
One salute.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.